Football Friday continues here on Kate Radio as we get you ready for the high school football games tonight. And we're going to talk Lake Mills football. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Burns, joins us. And Bill, a good afternoon and thank you for the time.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, Bill, before we talk about tonight's a game, let's go back to last week. And we talked about a Newman Catholic out of Mason City, a very good team. Knew that coming in. And looks like they got off to a fast start. They were up 41-6 at halftime. Give us your thoughts. They're now 5-1. And like in our conversation last week, we knew they were going to be a tough team, and they were celebrating homecoming on Friday as well.
Right. You know, and, you know, they're athletes. We talked about having some D1 athletes there, and those athletes definitely showed up. So, you know, they came out early and, you know, took to the air. And, you know, like I said, they have a quarterback that's been a starter for 4 years and a 6'6 and a 6'4 receivers out there. So, you know, they want some play action early and make some plays. And, you know, and the tough thing was our coverage is really, really good, but, you know, not quite good enough. You know, the quarterback, he put some throws, you know, where they had to be. And so, you know, they were able to score a couple quick touchdowns there primarily through the air. And then we had some miscues there early on that helped them out with a bad snap on a punt. And, you know, so there's things that just kind of snowballed a little bit there, especially in the first half. And, you know, second half, we got some things going a little bit better offensively. So, you know, we ended up putting 28 points on the board there. Second half, you know, played a little bit better. Hats off to them, good football team. So, you know, they're going to get in the playoffs and, you know, they're going to make some noise as well.
Looking at some stats, Logan Bacon had a nice game, 134 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, you know, we got him back 2 weeks ago, and he's definitely a difference maker. You know, he was out the first four games of the season, you know, with mono. That was a huge blow to us. You know, and I guess I didn't know kids got mono anymore, but you know, with everybody's, you know, focused on COVID the last couple of years. But, you know, so, you know, that just takes time. He's really, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, he's a difference maker, gets his hands on the ball. You know, he's very quick, athletic, defensive side. He knows where he needs to be. So, you know, with him back, that makes us, you know, even more explosive on offense and just, he gives us another solid defender on defense.
Again, Friday night, Newman Catholic out of Mason City, 55-28 win against Lake Mills. Bulldogs drop to 1-5 on the season. Again, Bill Burns, the head coach of Lake Mills football, joining us here on a Football Friday. And let's talk about what's coming up tonight for your team. You guys get a North Butler. Both teams are 1-5. It's senior night in Lake Mills. Give us your scouting report on North Butler.
Yeah, so North Butler, last season they had a very, very good football team, senior laden, and they'd kind of been building towards that group for, you know, 2 or 3 years. And they ended up getting second in the district and won a first-round playoff game. But they were heavy, heavy with seniors last year. So kind of a rebuilding year for them. They've struggled offensively this year, moving the football. You know, they do have some decent athletes on that side of the ball, but, you know, they've just kind of had a tough time consistently getting their offense going. And then, I think they're a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball. I think, you know, it's kind of a matchup. You know, we're better on the offensive side of the ball and they're better on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, it's strength against strength on both sides there. So, you know, we feel good about the matchup. We feel good about our ability to move the football. And then, you know, defensively, we got to get some stops and, you know, create some good field position for us and, you know, those type of things. So, but it should be a good matchup tonight.
Now, we mentioned again, it's senior night in Lake Mills. And, Bill, talk about your seniors. How many seniors do you have on the squad?
Yeah, you know, we only have three. And,
oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's kind of been the theme with this group. There just wasn't that many athletes. And so football has been extremely small. And of those three, there's only two that are healthy. Brady Hansen, he's done for the year. He's only playing in a game and a half for us. So, you know, it's really disappointing for him. But Casey Barrett is a senior and offensive lineman, defensive lineman that plays a little bit for us here or there. And then Colin Schmidt is a receiver and corner, and he helps run plays in at the receiver spot. So, you know, talked to those guys last night and, you know, just, you know, shared with them. Hopefully they had a good experience with Lake Mills football over their time in the program. You know, it's unfortunate for Brady. You know, Brady started for us on that playoff team 2 years ago as a sophomore. And, you know, he was an integral part of what we did, started on both sides of the ball. So he wasn't able to play football last year due to a shoulder injury that occurred outside the football season. And then just this year to have it end the way it did for him is really, really disappointing. So, you know, there's things in life that you can't control. And, yeah. You know, for Brady, it's just been these injuries that have kept him out of all, you know, multiple sports. So, but great kid. And, you know, as I said, hopefully the experiences that he's had with us, even though it hasn't been a lot in terms of games played, will help him as he moves along.
Now, Bill, when it comes to making the postseason, is there any outside chance of your team having a chance to make the postseason?
Well, there is. We'd have to win tonight and, you know, win next Friday night. So, yeah, if you win these two, then we would get in. So, you know, one game at a time here tonight and see if we can get this one and then just give us a little bit of an opportunity next week. So, yeah, there's still some things to play for. And if we don't get in, right as of right now, we have a ninth game scheduled with Belmont Clemmie. It doesn't look like they're going to get in the playoffs. So if that does happen, we will get a ninth game.
Okay. Again, Lake Mills head coach Bill Burns. He joins us each Friday on a Football Friday here on KATE Radio. Again, North Butler is in Lake Mills tonight. If you're looking for a football game in the area, get out there. It's senior night. That game, of course, will kick off at 7. Bill, thank you so much for the time. Like always, good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.